Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, musician, singer, songwriter, podcast facilitator, friend to you, willing to give to you what I've learned, earned, and returned in this beautiful life that I call my life in the past 20 years of studying this stuff, of living this stuff, of breathing this stuff, of contemplating this stuff, so I could give to you what I've learned in spiritual form, in physical form, in mental and emotional form, from peak performance to psychological techniques to how to live the greatest possible life you can in a strategic, simplistic way, so you can honestly upgrade and level up your life and live that tremendous life. Because if that's available to you, why not go after that tremendous, extraordinary life and live it up with power, purpose, and passion? Because this is a show where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible, so ultimately you can live it up. You can live and give and show and grow as much as you possibly can, and then pay it forward to others. Because contributing and living the best and most fulfilling life as humanly possible is all about giving of yourself. Once you've learned it all, or learned as much as you can, it's about returning it to the people around you and contributing everything you've learned in your beautiful life. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. It is an absolute pleasure and privilege to be on this podcast with you. I know I talk a lot. We haven't been on this show for a very long time, so I'm giving all this energy that I've sort of pent up, you know, kind of conjured up and collected over the past few weeks, and giving it to you today. So thank you for joining us. Cameron, what's going on, man?
Hey, Anthony. Happy to be back. I honestly missed it. It's really nice to just get on every single day and almost flex that muscle, or work out that muscle of sharing and, you know, putting your ideas into words and sharing that out. And for me, it's learning, listening, being mentored by yourself. You said that it's been a while. Why don't we just have a conversation?
I think that's a great idea, right? And catch up on life right now. Since our schedules have sort of not been in conflict the past couple of weeks, you were on a camping trip, and I'd love to hear a bit more about that, of course. But with it being summer, my kids are home now. My schedule has changed a bit, and I'm having to kind of adapt to a new schedule. Like every season of life, summer, fall, winter, spring, whatever season you find yourself in whatever context of life you find yourself in, you're going to have to adapt to life, because oftentimes we can't control the season, but we can take advantage of what that season brings, either negative or positively. Because, you know, let's look at it right now. The work of summer. Summer's hot. It's humid. It's time for putting into actions the seeds that we planted in the springtime, and keeping those, nurturing those seeds, watering those seeds. You know, as soon as you plant a garden, as soon as you plant it and it starts to surface, the plants and the flowers and everything you've planted in the springtime and nurtured starts to surface, You what happens? You got the insects and vermin wanting to take your garden. So you're going to have to not just nourish your garden, but to protect it against the animals and the insects that are wanting to kill them, and the environment, and so on and so forth. So it's both a time for work and protection. And, you know, Jim Rohn has a great metaphor for that, is we have red blood cells in our body to nourish and feed like a mother, but we also have in our body that simultaneously we have white blood cells to kill and protect like a father. So we both have those things in us. Each season brings those integrative and multitudinal lessons, hard times, good times, the light side and the dark side of life. I was explaining this to a person the other day about integrating your dark side with your light side, and it's very, very difficult to do, especially navigating through your own life. You know, you might be doing well in your health and then horrible in your finances. You might be doing well in your spiritual life but horrible in your relationship with your husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, son, daughter. And you might be doing well in your business or your career but horrible in, let's say, your health. You're overweight, or you're out of shape, or you're tired, or eating unhealthy. So there's seasons of life that occur in every aspect of our life. And I think what the most important lesson I've learned in my 20 years of doing this and reading books and going to seminars and really diving into my own life experiences and contemplating my life and really having this enormous hunger to want to elevate my life so that ultimately I can elevate the lives of others. I think the number one lesson I've learned so far would be this, is that every single experience in life, I don't care what is good or bad, is serving your evolution. Every single one of them. I don't care what it is. Like right now, it might seem small. Yesterday I was doing a great workout, and at the height of my workout, you know, when you're working out and you got the endorphins kicking and you feel good, you're sweating. And you know, as they say, you know, in fitness terms, they say, you know, sweat is just fat crying, right? And you're sweating it out. You're having a great workout. You're burning calories. You're feeling almighty, physically, mentally, and emotionally strong. And you just want to be that great vessel for the spirit and love to flow through you. And all of a sudden, my last set of deadlifts, and I'm a big proponent of form, especially on an exercise like deadlifts. And on the last set, I put the weight down, and as I put it down, I felt my back just tweak. So I was at the height of feeling great about my workout. And then at that moment, I literally in that moment was just like, bang. And I felt this tweak and my back seized. And it was like, oh my gosh, instant pain. And right now I'm not feeling the greatest amount of pleasure and calmness right now. My back is full of pain. I'm taking some Robaxacet. I went to the chiropractor immediately after, and my friend who's a chiropractor, Dr. J, he did a few things on me and just suggested you're going to be in some pain for the next few days. You threw it out and it doesn't feel good to throw it out. But right now I see, you know, and every part of me, my inner cynic was saying, don't do the podcast today. But I had to override that and go, all right, if I don't do it, I had to literally play this game with myself. If I don't do the podcast, how good am I going to feel after? I'm not going to feel good. So I had to literally have that conversation with myself. I said, what is my vision? What is my goal in life? What is my purpose in life? My purpose is to serve people. And if by canceling because I'm feeling this, you know, enormous amount of pain in my lower back, that I would feel worse emotionally, mentally, and that'd probably make me feel, enhance the pain in my lower back. And what I'm getting at is this: this is serving me. This lower back pain, that whatever I did to it, it might seem small to some people, and I know a lot of people out there are going through a lot worse things than a little bit of lower back pain. But what I'm saying is, I've turned it into greater drive to serve even more. That, and it also taught me too that I don't always have to be doing something in order to feel like I'm being productive or I'm worthy of love. Because I had this sense a long time ago, and I'm constantly having to call myself on the belief that I have to always do something in order to be worthy of love. I used to always have that, and I still have that ingrained in me, that I have to call myself on that, that when I'm doing nothing, I'm not being productive, therefore I'm a loser, or I'm not worthy, or I can't do anything right, or whatever it might be. I've learned to be compassionate and gentle on myself during those times, because let's face it, I'm so used to moving at a fast pace, and I can't do that right now for the next 3, 4, 5 days, however long it takes for me, this lower back pain. And I'm doing the right things, stretching, relaxing, all these great things, to icing and all these great things. But what I'm saying is that it's taught me to slow down, the value of slowing down and the value of listening to your body. There's a lesson and every element of life and every circumstance of life, and every circumstance is serving your evolution if you allow it, and if you look deep inside the whatever circumstance you're going through, good or bad. Because at the height of my feeling of great, you know, I had a great workout yesterday, bang, it could literally change in a moment, and it did. And so that's the lesson I want to bring for you guys today, is that as good as your life is getting, it could literally shift in a moment. And it's being able to kind of navigate yourself through that, be flexible in your environment, be flexible like a palm tree. As I say, you know, what's the one tree in the environment that can actually survive a hurricane or a crazy storm? It's a palm tree, because it bends with the winds, and it's deeply rooted into the earth. It's a great metaphor to remember that it's good to be flexible during the storms. But as the storm happens, you're being more flexible. The roots then become stronger and deeply seated and deeply entrenched into the earth, and therefore you are stronger in your foundation. So I'm a big believer in that, and maybe perhaps you can enlighten us too about your experience with what I'm talking about there, Cam. What would you say?
I am completely the same in that regard. I think I grew up learning that, or actually like with the idea in my head that was reinforced constantly, that love is conditional, that happiness is conditional, that whether or not I'm approved of by other people depends on what I do, how I act, how I react and stuff like that, and what I create, most definitely what I create, because, you know, you do something right, everybody around you praises you. You do something bad, you get punished or whatever. Yeah. And so enough of that basically turns somebody into someone who is afraid of the dark side, afraid of, for me at least, afraid of doing nothing, afraid of not creating, afraid of being forgotten, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, someone who's always, always, always striving to do those things, to create and all that stuff. And it really messes you up, because it kind of, for me at least, it keeps me from enjoying my life the way I deserve to enjoy my life, the way we all deserve to enjoy our lives. Because I don't believe life was meant to be a job or a chore or whatever, but it often feels that way when you have that thing in your head constantly, or it often feels that way when you feel like you can't be alone. I know people who literally, the moment they're alone in a room, they just, they can't handle it, or so that they constantly have this fire underneath them, urging them to go and find people, go create this, go do that, go be productive here, and go and stop doing this and stop doing that and all this stuff. And you're constantly like pushed by this, what you call the inner cynic. I don't believe that's your heart telling you that, because it usually doesn't feel good. It usually, you act out of pain. You act out of, I don't want to feel this pain anymore, which is a big motivator.
Yeah.
And there's so many people who created so many wonderful things out of pain, but I don't know. I create a lot of things out of pain. Or I at least was pushed in that direction. But once I was there, it felt amazing. Once I was there in the studio making music, it felt great. But when I wrap my head around it is when it doesn't feel so great. When it feels like, oh, I'm not doing enough, or people aren't listening, or, you know, what is this all for anyways?
Well, that's the number one question I think humans ask themselves more than any other question, whether this is documented or not. But I certainly ask this primary question to, and I think every human, 7.5 billion people on the planet ask themselves this question. It's am I enough? Have I done enough? Am I worthy? And underneath that is basically, am I worthy of love? Because those are the two biggest fears. Am I enough? Am I fear of not being enough, and fear of not being loved? And the truth of the matter is, the fact that you are in existence, you are loved, and you are enough. And one of the case studies, and the part of the reason why I bring this up is because one of the case studies I did in my life coaching courses was studying certain interventions that were occurring. And one of the interventions that I actually recently just listened to, because I'm always wanting to listen to certain interventions about how certain coaches work with clients. And this one particular intervention was talking about exactly what we're talking about, is this one woman was like 260, 300 pounds overweight. And she had this belief that said, unless I'm doing something, I'm not worthy. And she had this very similar, I think everyone has that sort of idea. And so when she was doing nothing, she got bored. And she got terrified, like, oh my gosh, I'm bored. And if I'm bored, I'm not doing anything, I'm not being productive, therefore I'm not worthy of love. And so she would use eating. So eating was an action. So even if it was eating in a destructive action, at least she was doing something. So we could actually turn that belief into something very destructive. And so that belief surfaced. She was able to kind of understand, like, wow, I was using my loneliness, boredom, and fear. The only way I could break that pattern was to go overeat. And at least eating is doing something. Chewing and how many people, I certainly have had that, where I'm fearful, I'm lonely, I'm bored, whatever it might be, and I go and do something destructive. At least it's doing something, and to distract myself, or something that's not aligned with what I value. And I value my health a lot. And I struggled too with food addiction. I did a bodybuilding contest when I was about 20 years old, and I developed this food addiction. I literally did. And it was like binge eating. It was literally binge eating. Either I was absolutely perfect at eating healthy, and this moment I screwed up, I would go right to the other end and binge on 5,000-6,000 calories. True story. This is absolutely, it took me about, I'd say 6-7 years to get over that, to finally go, wait a second, this is completely counterintuitive to what my values are. My value is health, energy, vitality, and doing these crazy, you know, black and white, there's no gray area of life. Man, that's the mind of an addict. And I had to call myself on it. I had to get my own therapy for that and dig through those emotions and be okay with eating a donut and being okay with eating some candy, or being okay with going off for a while on vacation and being okay with and enjoying yourself. And it's that all or nothing strategy does not work. It literally creates literally a serious stress and fear response to life, and you become very reactive, and that stress turns into that stress, by the way, is a code word for fear, as Tony Robbins says. And underneath it all, there's fear and fear and fear. And underneath, for me, it was the addiction occurred was, oh, I looked this amazing way for one day on stage for one day, and then people gave me a lot of love, and I associated looking that way with perfection, that I had to look like that and be like that in order to be worthy of love. That's the association. That's a belief that I turned up, that I developed out of that. My new belief is this: your health is your wealth, and health is vitality. Health is energy. Health is happiness. Health is giving to others. And so I have a multitude of ways to meet that belief of what it means to be healthy for me, to give to others, to nourish my soul, to give to myself, fill myself up so I can fill the lives of the people I'm working with up. And taking care of myself, taking care of others is a means to get healthy and happy. And so I developed these new beliefs out of that. And so I actually have to give thanks for those addictions, because those were stepping stones or launching pads to higher states of awareness. That, you know, as an example, how many people out there have a phone? Everybody has a phone now, or a computer that had a virus. And whether you know this or not, but the virus in your computer, when the antivirus actually finds the virus, it kills it. But you know what you don't know, it upgrades your computer to be aware of the virus itself. So the actual virus in your computer is actually the impetus for your computer to become stronger. That when you break a bone in your body, where it heals, it's actually stronger than it was before. So the break in itself that you have in life or your relationships or your health or in your physical body, when it finally heals, it's actually stronger than it was before. That, as an example, if I were to ask you, Cam, what's more important, a molecule or an atom? And people go, well, they're both important. The molecule, number one, is made up of a bunch of atoms. But the atom, in order for it to evolve, it has to transcend itself and include and then go in and form with a molecule. It's not like molecules hate atoms. Molecules like, I'm better than atoms. No, the molecule isn't better than atoms. It's a higher evolved version of an atom, but it has to actually reach down and include the atoms in order to become the molecule. And so it is with cells. A cell isn't better than a molecule. The cell has to include the molecule for it to become a cell, but the molecule has to transcend and evolve to become the cell. So it's the integration of both the transcending of ourselves and the inclusion of our bad self, or what we consider our shadow or our addictions. That our addictions aren't bad. They're not bad. Where it becomes bad is when we see them as who we are. That's it. I'm an addicted person. I'm an addict, or I'm addicted to alcohol, or I'm addicted to food. I'm a horrible person, and I'm being punished for this, and I deserve this. That's when it becomes bad. That's when it becomes destructive. And it's when you start to beat yourself up over it. It becomes positive. It becomes a launching pad for growth when you actually look at that addiction and saying, what can I learn from this? What's beneath this addiction itself? What can I learn from this? What's the emotion I'm after? What do I value the most? What am I really after? As a result of indulging this addiction to food or drugs or alcohol. And what you'll see, and what you, as you dig deeper and deeper, and I've done this with clients, I've done this with myself, with other therapists and coaches. As you dig deeper and deeper into the addiction, what you're really looking for more than anything is love. Love. In that moment, it's a surface form of love, of course, when you're doing, but it's a deep spiritual yearning for greater growth and greater experience of love. That's basically what it is. Yeah, on the surface anyway. Anyway, I went off on a tangent there. Hopefully that brought some insight to you guys. What any thoughts there, Cam?
Yeah, no, I think this is a very, very important show, because a lot of people blame themselves for their addictions or blame themselves for their screw-ups and their mistakes and their slip-ups and stuff like that. Yeah. But when you not disidentify, not detach, sort of like love yourself unconditionally, and by unconditional it means like under these conditions versus these conditions, either way you accept yourself and realize that, again, like you said, everything boils down to wanting love. When a kid was crying for whatever it wanted, it really just wanted love. And maybe it thought that, you know what, I'm not going to get love from this person, so I want this candy or whatever, you know.
Yes, whatever. Whatever.
So, it's important to, which I've done with you before, the whole like intentionality, what you really mean underneath it all. And that clarity can really change you for sure. But yeah, honestly, great show.
I think what you said is so key there. Searching, seeking out the meaning below the behavior is, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because when we judge someone else for their behavior on the surface, we judge them for how they're acting in the moment. But beneath it all, they could be stressed, they could be fearful, they could have just lost their job. And at the end of the day, I mean, one of my favorite underlying principles about human behavior and communication is that every human behavior is either motivated by love or a need for it. And if you can search for that, is this person being motivated by love or a need for it, then the whole game changes. If you can become a seeker of that and understanding human behavior, at the end of the day, everybody, the two transformative elements of life are tremendous love or great love or great suffering. And all of us humans have gone through that. And whether it be a loss of a mother or a father, a loss of a friend, a loss of a job or our health, or being told the three most scary words in the English dictionary, you have cancer. And every single human that I know has been affected by cancer, Alzheimer's or diabetes or heart disease or whatever it might be. We've all suffered. But and here's the paradox, in the suffering itself, in the tough times itself. And as I said, if you break a bone, when it heals, it's stronger than before. It's in nature, it's in our bodies. And if we can find, we can understand that when we suffer greatly, in all that, you will find deep, great love that it can heal you at levels you would never thought that was possible unless you actually went through that great suffering. So hopefully this show, recapping the show, is about finding meaning amongst the mayhem. Part of the work of summer is working on yourself, harder on yourself than you do your job. And I think that's what it is, digging deep into your own stuff and into your own shadow. At the end of the day, maybe perhaps ask yourself this question: what's one thing that really bothered me today, and how can I learn from why I was responding that? And the question number two: what's one thing I'm absolutely grateful for that I could be even more grateful for? Is not just being on the positive side, but also looking at some of the stuff that we need to work on. Because in order to become stronger, we have to experience pain. I don't care who it is or what it is you're going with. If you want to get better at, you know, playing a musical instrument, or you want to become a better father or a better mother, or you want to become a better professional or better pianist, it doesn't matter what we're looking at. It's going to require pain. It's going to require discomfort. But in the discomfort itself, in the suffering, in the pain itself, let me tell you, it's the very launching pad to greater growth and expansion. So hopefully you guys got a lot from this show. It's been a couple of weeks. I feel like I haven't worked out for 2 weeks, so I feel like I can't get the words out. I'm so natural at this, and I haven't done this for a couple of weeks, and so I apologize if I'm not at my best, but we'll get back on a consistent basis, and hopefully more resonating and powerful codes of conduct and mind strategies will come out of me as a result of that, out of love, out of spirit, out of soul. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. We love you having you on this podcast, and thank you for sharing. If this podcast helps you, great. If you think it's going to help someone else, send it to somebody. If you like it, join us on iTunes. I think it's on iTunes as well, Spotify, a few other platforms, YouTube as well. And we'd love to hear from you. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless, guys.